Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So we want to keep good things on our mind. Let's talk about good things. Let's talk about things that can impact our mind for good. And right now, we're talking about some more things that you might think that you need to stop thinking. Some negative self-talk. It's easy to let these things go, but we recently talked on the podcast about identity. If you haven't checked that series out, please do. It is so important that you are established in who you are in Jesus, who you are in God, and who you are as a Christian. God gives you the opportunity to live a life full and abundant, and Jesus came so that you could have life and life more abundant. So what does that mean? What are we talking about? Well, establishing your identity means to know who you are because of what God paid for. Know who you are because of what God declares over you. God has so many good things for you. And I want you to know that. I want you to know those things. And so we're going to talk about some thoughts and things to think about yourself that you may think, and then how to correct it. So it's negative self-talk that we're talking about. So this is part two. I already have another episode out that's talking about this as well. So please do check that out as well. But we're talking about four of these today, and I just want to give them to you here and cause you to think about them today. So number one is you may feel sometimes like you will never change. That is something that only the enemy of your soul wants you to think. That's you. Sometimes it's you that says it. Sometimes it's a voice out in the world. And sometimes it's just a thought that might creep up. Sometimes it's actual demon, devil that would say it about you. Wherever it comes from, know that it's not true. You will never change. God made you adaptable. He gave you the ability to learn from your past and make changes to become better. Getting stuck in a sin or getting attached to something that you shouldn't be is negative. It feels bad, right? It feels gross, but you can overcome that. You can stop doing that. So declaring over yourself that you will never change is not what you need to declare over yourself. You are able to live this life in the way that God wants you to. So you can change for good. You can switch up your approach. You can have ideas and new approaches that make your life better. You can love others in a new and exciting way that will cause your life to be so much better. And when you think of it that way, it's like, oh, I can change, right? So never let yourself think that you'll never change. I'll never get good at this, or I'll never get over this, or I'll never be able to stop doing this. Something like that, right? You declare that over yourself and you're like, oh man. And it kind of leads to maybe a little bit of a hopelessness. So that's my next part. You are hopeless. Never feel that way. We have the ultimate hope in Jesus. Jesus is our ultimate hope and someone we can rely on to help us move through tough times, struggles, crazy things we go through. You have a hope. You have the best hope anyone can have in Jesus. Jesus will walk with you through things. The Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will also show you have hope. We actually have the best kind of hope. We have a blessed hope. We have a blessed assurance in Jesus. So when you feel hopeless, when you feel like you'll never be able to change, realize that you will, because God made you to be adaptable. God made you to learn and grow and move through this life. God made you to be able to learn His word. If you look at the life of Jesus, Jesus had to learn things. He did things differently. He listened to the Spirit. He learned just like we did. So feel free to learn things, take risks that might end up in failure, and it's okay because you're not a failure. And we talked about that on the last podcast, right? You're not a failure, you're successful. So be successful. If you fail, it doesn't change your identity. It doesn't impact that. If you feel like you don't have any hope left, good news. Jesus is your hope. The Holy Spirit will give you that gift. That's the best part. Another thing that you could think negatively about yourself, moving in kind of a different direction here, but I just thought it would be important to cover. Sometimes you are disgusting. Like, people think this about themselves. You're disgusting. It's like, don't say that about yourself. Like, think deep down inside, and realize you became a new creation the second you believed upon Jesus. Old is washed away, right? And behold, everything's new. So anything that was the old part of you, it's all gone. It's in the past. Yeah, there's still this flesh that you have that it looks like it's not redeemed flesh, right? But you are redeemed. You are not disgusting. So do not let that negative self-talk approach you. If it does, rebuke it. Like, literally say, no, I am not. And like, declare what you are instead. Declare the truth. Declare that you are valuable. Declare that you are holy, that you are worthy. God has declared these things over you, and you need to claim them. So when this negative self-talk arises, challenge it. Correct that thought. Take every thought captive that rises itself up against you, because you have that authority now to take that captive and be like, no, that thought is incorrect. That is not how I have to think because of what Jesus did for me, because of Jesus's redemption and life that he paid for me. I get to claim these things over myself because of my relationship with God, because of my adoption into the kingdom of God. I now can say these things positively. The other real big thing that I wanted to cover on this episode was, you are not a real Christian. So if you have placed your faith in Jesus, you're a Christian. Place your faith in Jesus. Literally just read the Bible, and it will show you. It's pretty simple. Like, faith in Jesus, believe who he is, what the Bible says about him, and you're a real Christian. Don't let anyone tear you down because you haven't got something together, because you're not acting right yet. The action follows the truth about who you are. Right believing leads to right living. So if you believe that you are a son or daughter of the Most High God, you are going to start acting like that. However, you don't have to start acting like that for it to be the fact and the truth about the situation. So you're not a real Christian. If you have believed upon God, you are a real Christian. That doesn't mean you're immediately sanctified. That doesn't mean you're immediately gonna just be successful at your life. You're gonna know all the stuff. Like, sometimes it's like you want it to be that way, of course, right? But you're not just gonna immediately get it all and it's all just gonna be amazing. You need to work out and walk out this thing, you know, called life. It's a journey. But the great news is you get a journey along with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus as your best friend going forward. You can talk to him about anything. I had a friend recently come up to me and say, man, I sure feel like I complain a lot. I was like, well, you know, complaints, you can think about them as complaints, or you can think about them as requests. Requests in prayer that you want to change something about your life. That's totally okay to have things you want to change. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, complaining about it is a little bit different. You can complain to God all the time because that's prayer, right? You're talking to him, and if you're spilling out your heart, God loves that. Communicate with him. But ultimately realize that the prayer, it is beneficial to you. It's a request. God, I don't like this part of my life. Fix it. Show me how to fix it. Help me, walk me through, guide me, put people in my path that will help me. But don't think of complaints. Don't think of worries and things you don't like to be bad necessarily, but think about them as requests and submit your requests to God. That's okay. It builds your relationship with him. If that's what you have to say, God wants to hear it. God wants you to spend that time with him in prayer, even if it is to complain. I mean, it's still there. God will work on you and help you through it. So don't think of it as like a burden on God for me to just sit there and complain to him. Think of it as like, hey, God, look at my life. Like, help me with these things. I need some help here. It's perfectly fine to ask for help and need that. And it doesn't make you any less of a Christian either. So please establish yourself in these ideas and be able to cast these thoughts down, right? The fact that you'll never change. No, stop it. Quit saying that about yourself. You are hopeless. No, stop it. You have the most awesome hope. You are disgusting. Oh gosh, stop that negative self-thought immediately. The second it comes through, say no. I'm worthy, I'm holy, I'm beautiful, I'm sanctified, I'm becoming Christ-like in my walk, right? God made you and gave you and paid for you and loves you and wants you to realize these things. And the fact that anything would say that you're not a real Christian because of a certain action you've taken or a certain thing you've done, no, that's not what makes you a Christian. That is not what makes you a Christ believer and follower. We're going to fail. We're going to mess up. But being able to establish yourself, I love Jesus. That's it. Like, I am committed and devoted to Jesus. I'm going to mess up. I'm going to say the wrong thing sometimes. I'm going to hurt people. I'm going to do things that don't make sense. Like, it's like, Jeremy, why you do that, right? But it's like, ultimately, when you think about it, it's like, I'm working on that. I'm getting better. And Jesus is the one we're following. Follow me as I follow Christ, but know that I'm not perfect, right? And ultimately, no person is perfect except for Jesus. That's why we follow him. But guys, please commit these things to your memory. Realize that any thought that rises up against you and any tongue, anything that says negatively against you, stop it. Condemn it. No, that's not the truth. That is not the case. The truth is, and quote those things that we went over in the series of Identity. Again, guys, if you haven't watched the Identity series, it is worth your time. Some of the episodes are very short. Some of them are a little bit longer because I like to really go deep when I feel like I should. But ultimately, guys, I want you to realize that God has amazing things for you. God doesn't think ill of you. God loves you and wants you to have a relationship with him. So keep those things on your mind today. Keep those things on your mind and cast down the things that are negative. Take those captive and stop them from taking a hold on your life and your identity. Guys, please share this podcast with someone if you feel it can benefit them. Take the time to rate the podcast and share it on all social medias, and we visit our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel, and it's awesome. So please take time out of your day to do that. I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed day.